This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome back. Bruchim Abam. We're continuing in Mishneh Berurah Daf HaShavua. We began Simen Kuf Ches, and we're in middle of Se'if Aleph. Let me just refresh your memory. The Mechaber in Simen Kuf Ches said that if somebody made a mistake or had extenuating circumstances, and he did not daven Shachris, he davens Mincha twice. The first one has to be his Chiyuv, and the second one is Tashlumen. However, let's say he flipped it, so he first davened the Tashlumen, and then he davened the Chiyuv. He's not Yoytzei the Tashlumen, and he has to daven that Tashlumen again. And that is true anytime you need to daven the Tashlumen. The Mishneh Berurah did say that if you're a Shliach Tzibur, you could be Yoytzei your Tashlumen by saying Chazar Sashatz and be Mechavin for yourself, for Tashlumen, and to Moitzi son who's not a Baki. Now, we're up to the Mishneh Berurah. I lost you. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkatan Dalet said, in Sivkatan Hay said, that it's not enough to be mechavein to hear a tefillah from the Shliach Tzibur. In other words, I have a good Eitzah. A good Eitzah would be, instead of davening a tefillah tashlumen, what you could do is, you could be listen to the Shliach Tzibur. Why can't you be listen to the Shliach Tzibur? So, the Mishneh Berurah Sivkatan Hay, we read this last time, before the break, says that it's not enough to listen to the Shliach Tzibur. Whether to listen for Mariv, let's say Shachris time, or Shachris, because they were not Mesakein Chazar Hashatz, only for me, someone who's not a Baki, not someone who is a Baki, who missed the Tefillah. But, B'diyeved, if you wanted to use the Chazar Hashatz of Shachris to be Yotzei Mariv, you could do that, even though we hold that a baki cannot be yotzei chazaras hashatz. So for tashlumen and mariv, which is only rishus, it's more lenient. Now we're up to sivkatan vav harishayna mincha. If you miss shachris, the first tefillah you're going to daven is mincha. Ki tzarch lahakdim tefillah shichoy v'ashal l'tefillas hatashlumen. You're required to be makdim the tefillah which is an obligation to the one which is a makeup. Now, let's say you're davening Mincha twice. The first one, you're going to say Shalom Rav, because Mincha, you say Shalom Rav for Nosach Ashkenaz. But do you say Shalom Rav for Shachris? Yes. Even though you're making up a Shachris, but you're davening the Shachris as if it would be a Mincha. So you would say Shalom Rav. Likewise, if you're making up a Mariv Shachris time, you're going to say Sim Shalom. Vim hipich, if you flipped it, the mechaber said you're not yotzi. Says Mishneh Berurah Sivkatan Zayin. Perish. Shahoysa b'daiter shetei rishayna l'tashlumen. If you had in mind the first one should be tashlumen lo yatza. Why? To like tiknu rabbanan hashlama. The rabbis were not masakein makeup. Ela b'zman hisaskus b'tfila chiyuvis. Only while you're engaged in an obligatory tefila v'loy kaidem achim, but not before. Okay, so it's only once you daven the obligatory tefillah, then you could add on the tefillah that's a tashlumen. V'yish mefakt b'kin loymer. There are those who question this, and they say shein tzarch lachzor ulespalel. You don't have to go back and daven. Elam kein gila datoy beferush b'tefilasoy shashnia hi l'shem choyva v'rishon l'tashlumen. You only have to go back. Kindly mute yourself. You only have to go back if you openly demonstrated that the first tefillah was for tashlumen and the second one was for chayva. How would you openly demonstrate that? Kagan shu matzah Shabbos. Let's say it's matzah Shabbos. So you're supposed to be mavdil, and let's say you miss mincha. So you're supposed to be mavdil in the first one for mariv, and not mavdil in the second one. But this guy was not mavdil in the first one and was vehivdo b'shnia v'lo hivdo b'shana k'maish yisbar. So there are those who say you only have to go back for davening out of order if you demonstrated openly that the first one was the tashlumel inyan dina kasbri chazifrim gadim she'en lanu ela divrei hamechaber, that you blew it, that if you did the tashlumen first it doesn't work. V'chein hitek ha'derechem la'alachu mikol makom toiv yoiser, what would be better would be. So again, the guy missed mincha. He davened marav twice. He had in mind the first one is going to be a tashlumen. His second one is a chiyuv. The chiyuv, he's yoytzei. The tashlumen, he's not yoytzei. He has to daven the tashlumen again. But it's better when he davens the tashlumen again. If I'm not obligated to daven a second time, if I'm not chayiv to daven a tashlumen, the tashlumen should be in a dava. Okay, fine. Lo yatsa, bein shehipech b'meizid oy b'shoigek. It doesn't matter why you said the tefillos out of order, you're not going to be yotzei. Now, v'tzarech lachzar, you have to daven it again. Ach im hispala shnil l'tashlumen rishon l'shem choyva. Now, let's say like this. You davened the second one as a tashlumen, and the first one is a chayva. V'ta b'shal chayva. And now you made a mistake. V'lo yamar ba talumata. You didn't say v'sein talumata bracha. Ba'oifin d'tzarech lachzar. In a situation where you have to go back. V'lo nizgar ad acher tefillah shnia.
You don't remember until after you said the second tefillah, which was tashlumen. Nevertheless, you would also le tashlumen. It's going to work to be a makeup. V'yispal acher kach l'shem chayva. And then you'll daven it l'shem chayva. The avsha tefila hachiyuvis b'tas hoisa. But you're not to daven a tashlumen after a chiyuv. And here the chiyuv was mistaken and it didn't count. No, lo yamrinon kiman de lo yispal klal damiel in yizeh. Regarding this halacha that you're not allowed to daven a tashlumen after a chayva, we don't say it's like you didn't daven. Mishum de bekamakam be'isha hispal al hashnia. Because, nevertheless, at the time that you davened the second one for tashlumen, it was a zman tefila. You hear the issue over here? The rule is, you can only make up after an obligatory tefila. So in this case, you did that. The problem is, you messed up the obligatory tefila. You forgot the same talamat of Racha. It's still okay. Because even though you'll have to daven it again, that's just a chiyuv that you have to daven again. But it was still a tefila l'shem chayba. Any similar case where you daven the first tefillah as a chiyuv and you made a mistake, you forgot or you added in a way, you have to daven again. This is all if you had explicit intention in the second tefillah for tashlumen. If you did not have kavana, toiv yoiser shetaloi hashnia l'shem chayva. If when you were saying that second tefillah, you weren't really thinking much, you were not mechaving explicitly, then you know what you should do? Let the second one count for the chiyuv, and then when you daven again, it's not to make up the chiyuv, it will be as a tashumim. D'bezeh yoytzei l'chol hadeyos. By doing this, you will be yoytzei l'chol hadeyos. So if you didn't explicitly have in mind that the second tefillah should be for tashlumen, then let that second tefillah be the chiyuv, and then the next one will be tashlumen. Which is very interesting. What does this depend on? Reb Chaim, the Stipler says, l'chara, what this depends on is the famous machloikis, Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Chachmei Provancia, that if you miss saying Yalav Yavai, did you not daven, or did you daven, you just didn't say Yalav Yavai? That's the famous machloikis. If you miss something that you needed to say, is it that you didn't daven at all? If it's like you didn't daven at all, then how could you say a tashlumen after a tefillah that's not a tefillah? But if it is a tefillah, you're just missing a haskara, then that would make more sense. Although I think you could still argue the case that even if forgetting the Saint Talmud of Racha is not davening at all, still the second, the tefillah after that could count as tashlumen, because you were saying the tashlumen at a time that you were oisek in tefillah chiyuvis. Although you may not have gotten credit for the tefillah chiyuvis, but you're still being oisek in the tashlumen at the time that you were saying a tefillah chiyuvis. Okay, sif beis. Tav lo yisvala mincha. If you made a mistake and you didn't daven mincha, mispalel arvis shtayim. You should daven marav twice. Harishayna Arvis, the first one, Marav, Ashniel, the Tashlumen. Tav lo yisval Arvis. You may have said you didn't daven Marav. Misval Shachris Shtayim, you daven Shachris twice. Harishayna Shachris. The first one, Shachris, Vashniel, Tashlumen. And the second one, to make a makeup. So in other words, you missed Marav. You daven Shachris twice. The first one, Shachris. The second, Tashlumen. La'acha sh'omer yoitzer u'shmoyne esrei brachos. So what should you do? After you say yoitzer v'archoshech, the Berachas Krishma, and Shmoneh Esrei, you say Ashrei, and then Davin Shmoneh Esrei l'tashlumei Arvis. V'achar kach yisval Shmoneh Esrei l'tashlumei Arvis. Also, v'chein k'shem espalel, Arvis Shem, if you're davening Marav twice because you miss Mincha, Mishum Shalai Yisrael Mincha, Yoymer Ashrei ben Tfilo Tfila. Don't just go straight into the Tashlumen. What we should do is Davin Marav, then say Ashrei, then Davin Mincha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shachar Shtayim. So you didn't daven mincha, you daven marav twice. You didn't daven marav, you daven shachris twice. Now we know you're not allowed to eat before shachris. Are you allowed to eat in the morning before making up marav? Nope. You can't eat in the morning before making up marav. There's no din you're not allowed to eat before mincha. There's no din you're not allowed to eat before marav. There's a Isser to eat before davening. Loi soichlo al adam. According to the Rambam, it might be doiraisa. In these hotels where they give, you know, omelets and French toast and waffles and cake, it's a very, very great mitzvah to go there. So you could be mekayim, the mitzvah doiraisa of not eating. When else do you have such an opportunity? So just like, let's say you would pass by McDonald's, you would not eat McDonald's even before mincha or before marav. Likewise, don't say in the Alta Haim they ate. I don't care what they did in the Alta Haim. You're now to eat before Shachris. I'm so weak. I'm so tired. Pal, get a life. What? You didn't eat for 30 days that you have to eat before? No, you're not. You have enough reservoir. I'm telling you, you have enough reservoir in you that you could last a Shachris without eating omelets or even eating cake. But not only you're now to eat before Shachris, you're also now to eat before Mariv, if you have to make up a Mariv in the morning. Because the Zman came. If you began to eat before the Tashlumen, you don't have to interrupt. Even if you already started eating, you have to stop. Because there's a separate din. The second din is, aside from the fact that you really should not have eaten before the second tefillah, you also want to juxtapose the second tefillah to the first tefillah. Because we said they're only misaking the tefillah at a time that you're being oisik in the tefillah chiyuvis. La'achar she'omer yoitzer. So after you say yoitzer, it's a loimer. She'lo yafsik l'chila b'neim b'shum davar. Meaning, do not interrupt between the chiyuv tefillah and the tashlumim for anything. You're not even allowed to learn. The makeup is only while you're engaged in the obligatory tefillah. You're allowed to listen to Chazar Hashatz. Chazar Hashatz is part of Shemoneh Esrei. Rabbi Yisrael, we'll hold over here. Good to see everybody back. And please pray that this year actually came out, because there were like many mastinim, makachigim, and let's see if we'll see what happened. Have a good day, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.